Sarah and Vinny.
Animal services are also still happening. You know, people are, there's still animals who are in need.
Yeah.
And this morning we're going to be talking with Anne. She's from Oakland Animal Services. Hey, Anne, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks
to
for
you.
Joining us. So, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of things that we want to talk about with you. First of all, though, we were just talking about Tiger King. Are you just horrified by that show, or have you even brought yourself to watch it?
I'm very familiar with it. I cannot watch it.
Yeah, no, it's somebody who's working with animals all the time. I'm sure that's pretty typical. So tell us what you're doing during this crazy time.
Sure. So I'm the director of Oakland Animal Services. So that means that what I'm really doing is supporting the people who are doing the real work. So we've got animal control officers still going out and helping injured animals. People are, still needing to bring animals into the shelter. So we're still here for all of that.
And is this a good time for someone to offer to foster or hopefully to adopt animals? I mean, how are you able to make those connections?
Yeah, I mean, kind of the silver lining is that people are home, and so, there's a lot more time to help animals in need. So we're definitely trying to keep the shelter as empty as possible. We're expanding our foster program. We're still doing adoptions for dogs and cats, doing it safely with social distancing, but, trying to keep that all moving because we know the next wave is a lot more intake.
And how do you manage something if someone wanted to? Because actually, you're right. I mean, puppies take a ton of work, and there's a lot of training that goes into those first few months with them. But people are home and have the time. How would you handle a puppy adoption or any adoption, really, at this point? You said social distancing, but how do you manage that?
Yeah, so, I mean, what we're doing is if you wanted to adopt a dog, all of our animals that are available for adoption are in foster homes. And so for dogs, we're asking fosters, after we've done some vetting and we feel like it's a good match and worth everybody's time, have a potential adopter come to the shelter, a foster hand the dog off so that the foster and adopter are not near each other. And then the potential adopter can have some space and get to know the dog, and if it seems like a good match, can take the dog home. With cats, because we don't want to introduce people into other people's homes, we're just doing virtual adoptions. So you get to talk to a foster, you get to see videos of the cat, and if it seems like a good fit, we're doing a handoff that way. And of course, we're always going to take our animals back if it's not a good fit.
Right.
Wow, that is great work you guys are doing.
I mean, I
fear that in times like this, people change everything up, and I would hate to think that you're handing, a puppy a bandana and stick and saying, hit the road, kid, we got no room for you.
Yeah, I mean, and really what we're doing is adjusting, as everybody is, right? We're adjusting to a new reality and realizing that this isn't going to change anytime soon, and so we really need to adapt. And still be available to our community to help as we always are.
Before we get to some shout-outs, tell me what your online address is so that people can go. I assume that you have pictures of adoptable animals, et cetera, and more information.
Yeah, so that's at oaklandanimalservices.org.
All right. And Anne, so now did you write to us or did someone nominate you as a frontline worker?
Somebody who's a volunteer here suggested that I reach out.
Oh, that's sweet. So is there somebody that you want to say hello to this morning or do a couple shout-outs, that kind of thing?
That would be Willow Leroff, who has been a volunteer at Oakland Animal Services for nearly 20 years and is amazing and does fabulous work.
All right. Anne, thanks for the work that you're still doing out there, helping to, at this point, maybe people don't have animals top of mind, and maybe they should. So Anne from Oakland Animal Services, thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.